Next on Radio St. Pete's Lunchtime Conversations, another of our biweekly editions of the Corporate Warriors podcast. From St. Pete's, Fila Rosa, a former corporate careerist turned high performer career coach who helps high achievers become inspiring and effective leaders who radiate professionalism, charismatic energy, and authenticity. Here is Fila Rosa with the Corporate Warriors podcast.
You're smart and you've achieved a lot already in your career. So why does it feel so hard to leave a workplace that feels like it's damaging you? In today's episode of the Corporate Warriors podcast, I'm going to guide you through the 7 main reasons why high performers stay in workplaces that are actually toxic and they know it. We'll discover topics such as trauma bonding, overfunctioning, or even hero project illusion so that you can actually start identifying what is really keeping you stuck in this workplace. And even if just one of those 7 is gonna resonate with you, I'm gonna want you to stand till the end because I'm gonna help you and give you some exercises that can make you do the first step to get out of that situation, reclaim your power, and create the career that you are actually proud of. Now let's dive in. I've coached different people from all areas of industries and I've made my own experiences for sure. And the common denominator that I can see is that people stay stuck not because they do not understand what's going on. They really do understand what's going on. You're probably, if you're in a situation there, because you're wired for responsibility, care, and really trying to be there for other people in this toxic situation. So let's dive into different reasons how that can look like. Number one, there's trauma bonding, often disguised as loyalty. This basically means that you're staying in this workplace because you feel if you leave, what are the others gonna do? Perhaps you're not just a high performer in terms of your output in your projects, but you're also the supporter of others, mentoring younger ones, trying to protect them from things, especially if you're a team lead or a department lead role. So you really try to step in as this barrier for the others. But the question really is, one, can you actually protect them from a system? And number two, can you protect them if you cannot really protect yourself and your mental health? The second reason why high performers stay in toxic workplaces is that they actually have overdeveloped coping. Now, what does that look like? You've become so amazing at handling stress that no matter how dysfunctional the system is, you feel like it's still manageable. And while that is okay, and if you are really good at coping, you can survive that and get out of that at some point without any mental health issues, I want to remind you that coping does not equal thriving. And if you're a true high performer, you deserve the best because there are not a ton of high performers out there in the marketplace. So you really deserve to be in a space where you're seen, where you're heard, and where you actually get the rewards that you deserve. So if you feel like, oh, that's not for me because I'm handling that stress so well, think twice. Do you deserve more? Perhaps yes. Perhaps it's time to move on. Number three, there's the hero project mentality. That's a good one. Those are the people that are always telling you how horrible it is in their workplace. And when you ask them why they don't leave, they're like, well, I'm currently working on this one big project and I want to finish that first. And this comes with this responsibility for something that is actually not 100% yours. Because let's be honest, even in big projects, people get fired without notice, and they get fired no matter how important they are in the project, because for a company, it's ultimately important to not rely on individuals. So the company is always, let's say, ready to replace you, no matter how high performing you are. And at the same time, sometimes high performers do attach those hero projects to their worth because they might get some spotlight from top management. They think that if they really are successful, everything will change for them. But spoiler alert, if the system is not setting you up for success, it will not set you up for success later. And by the way, can you really be sure that the whole credit for this amazing project is gonna land on you? Or might there be some manager in between that will grab away all of the credit and leave you only with the hustling tasks and the credit for that, so that you just look like the hustler and keep on being the go-to person for the stuff that is really hard to do, that needs a lot of attention to detail, but that will not get you ahead in your career. Fourth, and this is so usual, that's some intellectual over-rationalization. Yes, your intellect you're using it against you. Because smart people are so good at rationalizing everything. Like there, you have a reason in your head already. Like if somebody told you why you're still there, you can give them a list of 20 reasons why that actually makes sense. And this is over rationalization. You're telling yourself that it's just a rough patch. You consciously tell yourself that the red flags that you're seeing each and every single day are actually not that bad, or that actually in other workplaces, something similar might be happening because some friend once told you something about their job. So you over-rationalize and be like, it's not that bad. But really, is it? Because if you just keep on pushing through all of those red flags, you might end up in burnout. And I ask you, really, who is going to be there for you when that happens? Probably not a toxic workplace. Number 5, there's the common risk of losing your identity if you leave. Because, and hopefully by now you know that if your self-worth is attached to your role, to your title, and to your pay, you give away all of your power, all of your identity, you hand it over to somebody else, hoping that they might treat it with respect. So sometimes even walking away, not only getting fired, but walking away can lead into identity crisis. Because yes, there is some risk involved with doing a new step, trying something new. There's the risk of the unknown. And who knows if in this unknown future, you'll have the exact same pay title. Hopefully you'll have something better, but perhaps you need to take it back for some time to regain your full power and strength. And if you attach your whole identity to your current position, then that looks like weakness and failure to yourself. So you don't even dare to look in that direction in the first place. Number 6, there's the golden handcuffs. Oh my God, yes, the golden handcuffs all the time. I hear them when I talk with directors, VPs. Golden handcuffs means that, yes, the job might be horrible, but, and that is so funny, when I hear that, I already start to smile internally, because if there's a but, then really, that pay is really not worth it. It can look like, oh, they pay me so well, I should be grateful, when really they need to pay you that much or their employees that much to actually stay in a system that is rotten. Or again, when you're afraid that going somewhere else means that you have to live with less money. But just again, like with the identity crisis, you're giving away all your power. If you're in a situation where you earn a lot of money, and honestly, even if you're just in a start, make sure that you learn to save. This is so crucial. You need to learn to save money starting from your very first salary. And if you haven't done that yet, start now. And you need to make sure that your expenses are within reason so that every month you can put something aside. This is your monetary safety net, and that will keep you also safe from toxic workplaces, because you will not feel trapped, because you know that you will land on your feet. And mentally, this is so important for you to feel safe and for your nervous system to be calm when making a decision to step away from something that is really not good for you. Because let me remind you, money is great, and I help my clients making the most out of their skills on the marketplace, but money is no substitute for health, for peace, and for happiness. It is the cherry on top that we all want, but not at the expense of running into burnout. Because once you're burned out, you are not earning money. Not to the same extent, your market value will crash. So in my opinion, that's actually the bigger risk. And number 7, there's this familiarity with dysfunction. To some extent, if you know the chaos, it feels normal, natural, familiar to you. So to one, on the one side, you don't even feel how harmful it actually is. And on the other side, it's just your new normal. So you not raised your new normal, which is what we should actually do when we advance in our careers and lives, but you lowered your new normal to a standard that is really not yours, which can lead to sometimes having employees, no matter the situation in their hierarchy, confuse disrespect with that's a challenge. Or they confuse anxiety and their nervous system being hyper alert all of the time with drive. I can tell you, true drive and a good challenge is not burning you out and is not making you hyper alert all of the time. It will not run you into burnout. Okay? So those are the 7 main reasons why, in my opinion, the smartest high performers stay sometimes in toxic workplaces, even though they know it. Now, let's start. How can we actually solve this? Number 1, the step that we all need to do is the awareness, which is why we started with the different reasons why that might happen. So you can hopefully identify with them and acknowledge to yourself that you are one of those high performers that is stuck in toxic workplaces. So if even just one of those points made sense to you and you resonated with it, congratulations, you have done the first step. You have become aware of the issue. This is awareness, because when you name it, you can change it. So we go away from this never change a running system, because really, to what extent is a toxic workplace a running system? And now let's dive into some journaling prompts. So after each question, I want you to put the video on pause and answer them. And the way that goes is you have a blank piece of paper or a journal, and you just take a pen and you write down whatever comes to mind until nothing more comes to your mind about that question. That's how you can figure out what you actually think about the topic. And by the way, this also keeps us from spiraling. If your thoughts are spiraling, write them down. It will force you to end one thought before the next one starts and will actually keep you from spiraling down. So here are the questions. First, what am I tolerating right now that I would never want my best friend to tolerate? Number two, what do I fear will happen if I start over-delivering in this workplace? Number three, if I were acting from a place of true self-care, self-love, and self-worth, what would I stop doing right now? And the last one, who or what am I actually protecting and at what cost? Those questions will help you to really understand why you're stuck right now. And by writing down what is going on, you can continue this journey of journaling by asking yourself the deeper questions to move yourself from being aware to understanding why you're stuck. So first you need to be aware that you're stuck, then you need to understand why you're stuck. And then based on that, you can come up with solutions for that. And I don't urge you to quit and do that then, but you can do that in your free time. You can do that in the evening after the workday or during the weekend, on public holidays, PTO. These are the days that you right now are invited to use for yourself, for your own development, for your own long-term good. I guarantee you, if you do that instead of day drinking, you will be so proud of yourself next week, recognizing your own patterns and seeing how you evolve, even if right now this is only internal. Because I guarantee you, internal development will show on the outside sooner or later. There's no way around it. You cannot evolve internally without having your reality adjust to that. Because if you show up differently, people react to you differently and different things will happen. Okay? So it all starts, which is why I always say transformation inside out. It starts on the inside and it will have this huge ripple effect on the outside. So this is why we start right here, right there. So really, if you just take one thing from this whole podcast, is this: you do not need to blow it all up today, but you deserve to stop shrinking to survive. I don't want that for any high performer out there. Okay, let's just stop it collectively now. If you like this, share it with a high performer that might be stuck as well. See you next time.
Listen twice monthly for Fila Rosa and the Corporate Warriors podcast on Radio St. Pete. More from Fila at corporatewarriors.io.